The voice in this poem is a collective voice of rebellious Buddhist monks who hover in invisibility, vertically exiled in an impalpable spheroid, fluorescently tinged, subtly flecked with scarlet, conducting astral warfare against the Chinese invasion and occupation of Tibet, their originating zone, the Great Sera Monastery, a focal point of anti-Chinese feeling 4 miles outside of Lhasa. On Marxist grafting by furnace and foreclosure, pulled from our shrouded mantric chambers to do wonders for the scions, for the misanthropic wailing dolls stunted in their core by brutality. These drab and scaly Marxists, plotted by erasure, by procedure, by burden, by churlish transposition of the confluent spirit sun. This has been our lot in exile inside this magic virescent penumbra, spinning our prayer wheels above our leaking opium explodents, above our fulgurant supernal yeast. We spawned from the ethers by coupled monkey and demon, by incandescent boiling rods. So be it in this primeval penumbra, in this heightened verdigris scarlet, in this incisive analogical omniscience. It is we who break the bells wide open. It is we who signal the dead in their post-mortem frenzy with a turbulent flame of yaks, with dense and vital stuffing lynxes, with mixture by foreboding and conundrum. In this high insistence of writhing, we of pre-existent living enigmas, of secretive bell groups and readings, we who have thrived on less visible statics, on our alien and sullen, cloudless phoneme confluence, we no longer act with brazen optical reds or with the red-capped Saurus crane, always painted in Japan with beguilement. As if we relish unembarkable cancellation in each solemn fact of our electrical personae, as if we were rain or drifting cobalt warblers, summoned to withdrawal by inscrutable contradiction, giving the void an optics, a magical translation of prairies throughout a flaming set of principles from a partial bank, from a mistrusted foci. Yes, we interrogate murmurs and all the hidden power of bone ferns, of cyclopic eels and demons flickering with harassment. It is we who summon the analytical, the briberies, the strange misogynist pincers. Each stake in our mental refinement reveals the deeper arm in our destiny, the deeper proof of our release as if anointed with a poisonous virgin's withdrawal. So it is that we specify an ink as a diadem that summons its refulgence from splendor, as a substance voided and renounced by sensation. This is the moment, the arcanum as monument, the fervor, the chanting, the sudden appearance as flaw. We animate logistics as liberation from dread, from pessimistics, from contradiction, giving rise to many dawns and abysses. Thus, we forestall old ironies and judgments and forge new atoms with ferocious life from double solar ores. We of lucidity and signals ceasing to cling to our province, to those annihilated settings governed by shadow, barley, and granite. Therefore, each impartial glance, each critical tree is formed before advancement. Therefore, it is we who plunge the summary in flame. If you speak in drift, as blank heretical conclusions, with an endless stare of variety in repulsion. We speak as bleached, gregarious semaphores, as denied umbilical clarity, with the seismic seal of darkened speculation. burning wig on a throne, an impeccable scar glowing with balance, blown to the deeper life of hearing, to the next rising sun of oviparous solar intangibles. The point being a yak in motion, a series of exterior glossaries condensed in strange botanical causeways from Yamdok Lake across the Kamba Pass with startling inherence, with tinctures of apparent perception, the yak bionomic with chimera, from the valley of the Tsangpo up the peaks of the Lord and the White-Horned Lady. This appears through vertical columns as a strange alchemical soldier of burden, a darkly enveloped mystagogue, now a beautiful peculiar treatise on absence. As if one were staring in the void of the Garhwa Himalayas, the deciphered visage of the Shangtang Plateau with its sheep and great stags. Substance brought to certain pitches by a referent in the mind, by diagrams balanced by sudden nomadic angles. Therefore, the body dispersed through mirrors, flowing as a spectrum to exploded mental prolixities. Therefore, one remains closed, threatened by objects, by the oppressive condition of one life and one body. Such perception is a curse.